Next from News Radio WGNS, the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts cast presents Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. Let's travel back in time to London in the 1800s.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Center for the Arts. I am the Ghost of Christmas Present. Enjoy A Christmas Carol.
Molly was dead, to begin with.
There was no doubt whatsoever about that.
The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk,
the undertaker,
and the chief mourner.
Scrooge signed it, and Scrooge's name was good upon exchange for anything he chose to put his hand to.
Old Marley was as dead as a doornail.
This must be distinctly understood, or nothing wonderful can come of the story we are going to relate.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Bah! Humbug!
Christmas a humbug, Uncle? You don't mean that, I am sure.
I do. Merry Christmas. Right of you to be merry, you're poor enough.
What right of you to be dismal? You're rich enough.
Bah! Humbug!
Don't be angry, Uncle.
What else can I be when I live in such a world of fools as this? Out upon Merry Christmas. What's Christmas time to you but a time for paying your bills without money? A time for finding yourself a year older, but not an hour richer. A time for balancing your books and having every item in them through a round dozen months presented dead against you. Why, if I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Uncle!
Nephew! Keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it. But you don't keep it.
Let me leave it alone, then. Much good may it do you, much good has it ever done you.
There are many things from which I might have derived good by which I have not profited. I dare say Christmas among the rest. But I'm sure I've always thought of Christmas time. That's a good time. A kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time. It's the only time I know of in the long calendar of the year. When men and women seem by one consent to open their shut up hearts freely. Families rejoicing for not what they have in materials, but for who they have around them in love. Friends and family joining together in harmony and good cheer. So therefore, Uncle, though it has never put a scrap of gold or silver into my pocket, I say that it has done me good, and will do me good. And I say, God bless it.
Let me hear another sound out of you, and you'll keep your Christmas by losing your situation. You're quite a powerful speaker, sir. You don't go into Parliament.
Don't be cross, Uncle. Come, dine with us tomorrow.
The day I die and see myself in a cold, dark grave will come all the sooner, nephew.
It would be a great joy to me and to my wife.
Your wife? Guess I was told she was a poor thing. Brought nothing to the marriage, did she?
I love her, and she loves me.
Love. Good afternoon, nephew.
Nay, Uncle, but you never came to see me before that happened. Why give it reason for not coming now?
Good afternoon.
I want nothing from you. I ask nothing of you. Why cannot we be friends? I'm sorry with all my heart to find you so resolute. We've never had any quarrels, which I have been a party. But I've made my trial and homage to Christmas as I do every year. And I'll keep my good Christmas humor to the last. So Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Good afternoon.
And a Happy New Year.
Good afternoon.
A Merry Christmas, Bob. God bless your good wife and family.
A Happy New Year to you as well, sir.
idiot.
Bitter cold out tonight, sir. The fire's gone cold, Mr. Scrooge.
Mr. Cratchit!
Yes, sir.
What is it in which these garments which you adorn each morning?
Clothes, sir.
Ah, yes. Clothes. We put on these frocks each day to protect ourselves from the cold. Now, once purchased, they may be used indefinitely. Coal, however, is not a renewable resource. There will be no more coal burnt in that fire today. Now, if it is not too much to ask for you to return to your work, which I pay you well for, and that you leave me to mine. The whole day off tomorrow, I suppose.
If quite convenient, sir.
It's not convenient, and it's not fair. If I was to stop, have a crown for it, and think yourself ill-used, I'll be bound. But you don't think me ill-used when I pay a full day's wages for no work.
Christmas only comes once a year, sir.
A poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. I suppose you must have the whole day. Be here all the earlier the next morning.
I will, sir. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas, sir.
Humbug! Joy could this world entertain on such a miserable evening as this? Off with you!
You've come from Scrooge and Marley's, I believe. Have I the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge? Oh, Mr. Marley.
Mr. Marley's been dead these 7 years. He died 7 years ago this very night.
We have no doubt his liberality is well represented in his surviving partner.
Are you seeking something from me?
At this festive season of the year, Mr. Scrooge, it is more than usually desirable that we make a slight provision for the poor and the destitute, who suffer greatly at the present time. Thousands are in want of common necessities. Tens of thousands are in want of common comfort, sir.
Are there no prisons?
Plenty of prisons.
The union workhouses, are they in operation?
They are, but still, I wish I could say they were not.
The treadmill and the poorhouses, are they in full vigor?
Very busy, sir.
Well, glad to hear it. I was afraid from what you said at first that something had occurred to stop them from their useful purpose. Very glad to hear it.
Under the impression that they scarcely provide Christian cheer of mind or body to the multitude, a few of us are endeavoring to raise a fund to buy the poor some meat and drink and means of warmth. We choose this time because it is a time of all other where want is keenly felt and abundance rejoices. What may we put you down for?
Nothing.
You prefer to remain anonymous.
I wish to be left alone. Could you ask me what I wish, gentlemen? That is my answer. I don't make myself merry at Christmas, and I can't afford to make idle people merry. The taxes I spend support the organizations I have mentioned. They cost enough. People are badly off, they must go there.
But many can't go there. Many would rather die.
Oh, if they would rather die, they had better do it. Decrease the surplus population. Besides, I don't know that.
But you might know it.
It's not my business. It's enough for a man to understand his own business and not to interfere with other people's. Mine occupies me constantly. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Mr. Scrooge? Mr. Scrooge?
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember...
You there! Get away from that shop! Stop begging in the streets!
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge!
What?
I'm not begging, sir. I'm Tim Cratchit. And I was waiting for my father to finish his work.
Well, you'll have a long wait, rest assured.
That's all right, sir. I'm happy to wait for him.
Humbug! Who's there?
me!
March! Who are you?
Ask me who I was.
You're particular for a ghost. Who were you then?
In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
Jacob? Can you sit down?
I can.
Do it then.
You don't believe in me.
I do not.
What evidence would you have of my reality beyond that of your own senses?
I don't know.
Why do you doubt your senses?
Because a little thing can affect them. You might be a slight disorder of the stomach. You might be an undigested bit of beef. A blot of mustard, a fragment of an underdone potato. There's more of gravy than grave about you, whatever you are. Humbug, I tell you, humbug! Ah! Mercy, dreadful apparition, why do you come to me?
Man of the worldly mind, do you believe in me or not?
I do, I must. But why do spirits walk the earth, and why do you come to me?
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men and travel far and wide. And if that spirit goes not forth in life, it is condemned to do so after death. It is doomed to wander through the world and witness what it cannot share, but might have shared.
You are chained.
I wear the chain I forged in life. I made it link by link and yard by yard. I girded it on my own free will, and on my own free will I wore it. Is its pattern strange to you? Or would you know the weight and length of the strong coil you bear yourself? It was as full, as heavy, and as long as this 7 Christmas Eves ago. You have labored on it since. It's a ponderous chain.
I see no chain.
Mine was as invisible as yours is now, until the day of my death.
Jacob. Oh, Jacob. Tell me more. Speak comfort to me.
I have none to give. It comes from other regions and is conveyed by other ministers to other kinds of men. Nor can I tell you what I would. A very little more is all permitted of me. I cannot rest. I cannot stay. I cannot linger anywhere. My spirit never walked beyond our counting house. Mark me! In life, my spirit never moved beyond the narrow limits of our money-changing hole. And weary journeys lie before me.
You must have been very slow about it, Jacob.
Slow?
7 years dead and traveling all that time.
The whole time? No rest, no peace, incessant torture of remorse.
You travel fast?
On the wings of the wind.
But you might have gotten over a great quantity of ground in 7 years.
Ah! No space of regret can make amends for one life's opportunity misused. Yet such as I... Such was I!
But you were always a good man of business, Jacob.
Business? Mankind was my business. The common welfare was my business. Mercy, charity, forbearance, benevolence were all my business. The dealings of my trade were but a drop of water in a comprehensive ocean of my business. At this time of the rolling year, I suffer most. Why did I walk through crowds of fellow beings with my eyes turned down and never raise them to that blessed star that led the wise men to a poor abode? Were there no poor homes in which its light would have conducted me? Hear me! My time is nearly gone!
I will! But don't be hard upon me. Don't be flowery, Jacob.
How I appear before you in a shape that you can see, I may not tell. I sat invisible beside you many and many a day. That is no light part of my penance. I am here to warn you that you have yet a chance and hope of escaping my fate. A chance and hope of my procuring Ebenezer.
You were always a good friend to me, Jacob. Thank you.
You will be haunted by three spirits.
Is this the chance and the hope you mentioned, Jacob?
It is.
I think I would rather not.
Without their visits, you cannot hope to shun the path I tread. Expect the first tomorrow when the bell tolls one.
Couldn't I just have them all at once and have it done with, Jacob?
Expect the second on the next night at the same hour. Expect the third on the next night when the last stroke of 12 has ceased to vibrate. Look to see me no more, but look so that you remember what has passed between us. Remember, Ebenezer, before your time is through. Remember!
Icicle must have gotten into the works. One. It's just a dream. Are you the spirit whose coming was foretold to me?
I am.
Who and what are you?
I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No. Your past.
I think I would rather have your countenance extinguished from my presence.
Would you so soon put out the light I give?
What is your business here, then?
Your welfare.
I think a night of unbroken rest would be more conducive to those ends than dear spirits.
Be careful, Ebenezer Scrooge. Your reclamation, then. Take heed. Come forth and walk with me.
I am but a mortal. I cannot travel through such a veil as yours. I'm liable to fall.
Bear but the touch of my hand, and I shall guide you to another place than this.
I was schooled in this place. I was a boy here.
Your lip is trembling. You remember the way?
Remember it? I can walk it blindfold.
Strange. You have forgotten it for so many years.
Daniel! Gregory and my good friend William! Hello! Hello!
These are but shadows of the things that have been. They have no consciousness of us.
How happy they all seem. How merry.
It's Christmas. What was that you said? Out upon Merry Christmas.
What good has it ever done you?
I'll get you, Harry! I'll bet your Christmas bully you cannot, Daniel!
Boys!
Come on, we'll be lost to get to the coach shop for Christmas!
The school is not quite deserted. A solitary child neglected by his friends, his family, is left there still.
His mother died. His father holds him a grudge.
Why does he hold him this grudge?
She died in childbirth. His birth. So he was sent away.
Would you weep for this boy?
Why would I? He has his friends. His beloved books. He would read them over and over again and fill his mind with them.
But not a living child to talk to or play with. Not a real person.
Not real. Tell Robinson Crusoe that. Ha! Look here. It's the Ali Baba and his wild brother Orson. There they go. And what's his name was put down asleep at the gates of Damascus in his drawers. Can you see him? And there's the Sultan's groom. Who's turned upside down by the genies. Ah, and there's the parrot, yellow-bodied, green-tailed. There's Aladdin, running for his life. Boy, where is she?
What is the matter?
Nothing. Small boy. Singing a Christmas carol last night, I would have liked to have given him something that small.
Let us see another Christmas.
Fan!
Ebenezer!
Fan?
Dear, dear brother, I've come to bring you home, dear brother, to bring you home!
Home, little Fan?
Yes, home for good and all, home forever and ever. Father's so much kinder than he used to be. It sounds like heaven. He spoke so gently to me one day night when I was going to bed that I was not afraid to ask him once more if he might come home. And he said, yes, you should, and sent me in a coach to bring you.
You are quite a woman, little Fan.
And you're to be a man, and are to never to come back here. But first, we're to be together all Christmas long and have the merriest time in all the world. Come now, Ebenezer. Bring Master Scrooge's trunk to the coach outside, please.
Yes, miss.
Always a delicate creature, whom a breath might have withered, but she had a large heart.
You're right. She had.
She died a woman, and had, as I think, children.
One child.
Fred, your nephew.
Yes.
He bears a strong resemblance to your sister.
I haven't noticed.
Indeed. Perhaps you've traveled through life with your eyes closed. You know this place?
Know it? I was an apprentice here. Why, it's Fezziwig! Good old Fezziwig, alive again!
You heard my boys, Ebenezer, Dick.
Oh, Dick Wilkins, to be sure!
Yo-ho there, my boys. No more work tonight. Christmas Eve, Dick, Christmas Ebenezer. Let's have the shop closed up before a man can save Jack Robinson. Clear away now, my lads, and let's have lots of room here. You'll enjoy yourself tonight, Master Ebenezer, and that's an order.
I'll try, sir.
Well, put your heart into it. You put as much as you did into your work. I've got my ear full of good reports on your hard work. But you're young, eh? There's more to life than dusty old ledgers, though. So go on and live a little.
A small matter to make these silly folk so full of merriment and gratitude.
Small?
Why is it not? Has he spent but a few pounds of your mortal money? 3 or 4, perhaps. Is that so much that he deserves this praise?
It isn't that, Spirit. It isn't that.
The happiness he gives. He has the power to make us
happy or unhappy, to make a service is a pleasure or a toil. The power he has is not so much in words and looks, in things so slight and insignificant that it's impossible to count or add them up. The happiness he gives is quite as great as if it cost a fortune.
What is the matter?
I just would like to say a word or two to my clerk just now. That's all.
Come along then, lads, and get yourself something to eat before the pickings run dry. Go on then, before you waste down to nothing. All work and no merriment makes for a poor Christmas.
Girls, see to that food table over there. We can't have a single empty belly in this hall tonight.
Thank you.
Belle.
Who is she?
Fezziwig's daughter. I'd forgotten how beautiful she was.
She had her eye on you.
And I on her.
When you weren't distracted with your ledgers.
Well.
Belle, dear, come and help young Ebenezer get his plate together.
What were you up to, woman?
Oh, hush you. Oh. Dance a jig with your own woman.
Well.
Fiddler, if you please.
Oh. One and two and three.
Time dancing.
You didn't think so then.
Oh dear Ebenezer, how delightful you've been dancing only with me all night.
The pleasure was all mine, Miss Bell.
When you arrived here, you appeared so gloomy, so stern, as if nothing could ever encourage your lips to smile. How serious you were then.
I think I should warn you, Miss Bell, I've a very serious mind.
Well, seriousness, however, an admirable character, can be overdone at times, don't you think?
I shall take heed of your advice then, and prepare to go through my life with a smile on my lips. Only for you.
People change.
You most certainly did. Why?
Everyone changes. They must. And the needs outgrow the wants.
What needs do you speak of?
To thrive. To gain. To stand on my own 2 feet and make myself a better man. To crawl my way out of the muck and the mire of poverty itself. There is nothing on which that is so hard as poverty.
It matters a little, I'm sure. Another idol has displaced me. And if it can cheer and comfort you in time to come, as I've tried to do, then I've no just cause to grieve.
What idol has displaced you?
A golden one.
This is the even-handed dealing of the world. There is nothing on which it is so hard as poverty, and nothing it professes to condemn with such severity as the pursuit of wealth.
You fear the world too much. All your other hopes have merged into the hope of being beyond the chance of its sordid reproach. I've seen your nobler aspirations fall off one by one until the master passion gain engrosses you. Have I not?
What then? Even if I have grown so much wiser, what then? I'm not changed towards you, am I?
Our contract is an old one. It was made when we were both poor and content to be so. Until in good season we can improve our worldly fortune by patient industry. You are changed. When it was created, you were another man.
I was a boy.
Your own feeling tells you that you are not what you are. I am. That which promised happiness when we were one in heart is fraught with misery. Now that we are two, how often and how keenly I've thought of this, I will not say. It is enough that I have thought of it and can release you.
Have I ever sought release?
In words, no, never.
In what then?
In a changed nature, in an altered spirit, in another atmosphere of life, another hope is its great end. In everything that made my love of any worth or value in your sight. Tell me, if this had never been between us, would you try to seek me out to win me now? No.
You think not?
Heaven knows! When I've learned a truth such as this, I know how strong and irresistible it must be. But if you were free today, tomorrow, yesterday, can even I believe that you would choose a dowerless girl? You who in your very confidence with her weigh everything by gain. Oh, for one moment, you were false enough to your one guiding principle to do so. Do I not know that your repentance and your regret would surely follow? I do. And I release you with a full heart in the love of him that you once were. You... What is past half makes me hope you will. You may have pain in this. A very, very brief time. And you will dismiss the recollection of it gladly as an unprofitable dream from which it happened well that you awoke. May you be happy in the life that you've chosen.
I almost went after her.
Almost. There's no wait now. Especially in matters of the heart, that ship only travels around once. It pains you now. Why didn't you go after her?
My father left me but a small inheritance upon his death. Belle insisted we would be fine living happily upon it. But I wanted more. For her.
For her.
I lent out that small fortune and began to build my business from it, but I needed more time to build a more financial success, which I have achieved. I will remind you.
Congratulations.
Spirit, take me home.
One shadow more.
Haunt me no longer. No more.
You have explained to me what you have gained. Allow me to show you what you have lost.
I don't wish to see it.
Yes, Ebenezer Scrooge. One more shadow.
No more.
Sorry. this thread in my love.
Hello? 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 There you are, my darling stars.
Hurry and take your presents to the tree now.
There you are, darling. How are you? I ran into an old friend of ours this afternoon.
Well, who was it?
Oh, guess.
Oh, tart. I don't know. Was it Mr. Scrooge?
Mr. Scrooge it was. I happened by his office window, and as it was not shuttered and he had a candle lit, I can scarcely help seeing him. His partner lies upon the point of death, I hear, and then he sits alone. Quite alone in all the world, I do believe.
Spirit, remove me from this place.
I told you these were the shadows of the things that have been. That they are what they are. Do not blame me.
Poor Ebenezer.
Oh, come now, darling. The one thing Mr. Scrooge is not is poor.
Spirit, remove me. I cannot bear. Spirit, take me home. Haunt me no longer. Remove me from this place. Take me home. Just let me be. Just let me be.
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is their song, with joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they come, praising the song, pouring it down, telling their tale, filling the ring, while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, merry, 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 merry Christmas, merry, 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 merry Christmas. Born on this end, on without end, their joyful tone to every home. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they come, praising the song, pouring it down, telling the tale, filling the ring, while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, merry, 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 merry Christmas, merry, 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 merry Christmas. Born on this end, on without end, yeah, joyful tongue to every home.
Born on this end, on without end, their joyful tone to every home.
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
Boom.
Well, Jacob, where is this spirit you spoke of then? Not here. Well, staken in death as you were in life, my old friend.
Ebenezer Scrooge! I am the ghost of Christmas present! Come! Come here and know me better, man! You've never seen the likes of me before, eh?
Never!
Have never walked forth with the younger members of my family?
I have not. I'm afraid I have not. Have you many brothers, dear spirits?
More than 1,800!
Tremendous family to provide for. Spirit, conduct me where you will. I went forth last night on compulsion, and I have learned a lesson which is working now. If you have aught to teach me, let me profit by it.
Take my robe.
What day is this?
Why don't you know? It's Christmas morning!
What's it, eh?
Who are you to tell where to watch?
So few bobblers, my way of going.
Hey, let me have you bells.
Here we are, arguing on this most holy day.
I wasn't watching this day, that's all. Thank you.
Happy New Year!
Oh,
what have you done now?
You were in my way! Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Let me help you with that.
Thank you, sir. Oh, hang on, look at this.
Spirit! Is there a peculiar thing you sprinkle from your hall?
There is! My own!
Would it apply to any kind of dinner on this day?
To any kindly given? To a poor one most?
Why to a poor one most?
Because it needs it most!
Spirit, I wonder you. Of all the beings in the many worlds about us, should desire to cramp these people's opportunities for innocent enjoyment.
I?
You desire to close these places on the seventh day, often the only day in which they can be said to dine at all, wouldn't you?
I?
You seek to close these places on the seventh day, and it comes to the same thing.
I seek.
Well, it has been done in your name, or at least in your family's name.
There are some upon this earth of yours who lay claim to know us, and who do their deeds of pride, passion, ill will, envy, bigotry, hatred, in our name. They are strange to us and all our kith and kin, as if they had never lived. Remember that, and charge their doings on themselves, not us.
Well, there's an awful lot to bind that could be done down here.
Is that all you ever see? Look harder.
Father! Father!
Oh, there's a fine lad! Oh! But
you must be frozen with cold.
I'm all right now. I've been to the frozen pond, and I was watching the boys and girls play.
Again?
I like to watch them skate, because someday, I know I'll be able to skate with them. Won't I, Father?
Yes, son. It'll be very soon. Now, come on! We mustn't keep your mother waiting.
Oh. I'm feeling stronger every day now, Father.
Quite a small thing.
What did you say?
Nothing. Is he ill, Spirit?
Yes. His family cannot afford to treat him properly.
What ails him?
What difference would that knowledge make to you? You know nothing of that man's family. Scrooge, do you recognize this place?
Should I?
It is the home of Bob Cratchit.
Oh, whatever has got your precious father then, and your brother Tiny Tim. Belinda, finish dressing the table lamp. Peter, if you don't get your hand out of that pudding. Oh. Joanna, check on the goose and see that it's still warm. And Mary, my love, please put your toys away like I asked. And where is Martha?
Here's Martha, Mother.
Oh!
Hello.
Welcome home, love. Oh, goodness, darling. My, how late you are.
We had a great deal of work to finish up last night and had to clear away this morning.
Oh, never mind, so long as you are. Come, my darling, get yourself warm. You are frozen through.
Here, Father, to me now. Hurry, Mother, hurry!
Oh! That's all right, Mom.
Oh, how are we, dear ones?
Oh, hello, hello.
Where's Martha?
She is not coming, I'm afraid.
She's not coming?
No, I'm sorry.
Not coming upon Christmas Day?
No, my dear, I'm afraid not. Here I am, Father. I can't let them tease you so.
It would not have been Christmas at all without you, dear Martha.
Come on then, Tim, let's get you warm. How did our little Tim behave?
Oh, as good as gold, and better. He gets thoughtful somehow sitting by himself so much. He thinks the strangest things you've ever heard. He told me coming home today that he hoped the people saw him in the church because he was a cripple. And it might do them good to remember upon Christmas Day, he who made lame beggars walk and blind men see. Tim's really getting to be much stronger and heartier, isn't he, my dear?
I wish it so.
Peter, come here, lad.
Yes, Father.
I stopped off at the church this afternoon with Tim. Do you know who I ran into?
No, Father.
A fine gentleman. Fred Holywell. He's the nephew to Mr. Scrooge. He remembered that I have a son coming of working age. He has a position opening that starts at 3 shillings and 6 pence every week.
That much every week?
If you are agreeable, you can start this coming Monday morning. Would you like that, Peter?
Why, yes, sir, I very much would.
Good. You'll be starting on a fine career with an excellent businessman.
Excellent businessman. What makes him so excellent? Are his books as in order as mine? No. Start boy off at a foolish rate. Typical of my nephew. He's only doing it to spite me, you know. Start boy off at a foolish rate. I wonder if he's ever put me in my car.
Perhaps he's put by more than just money.
All right, Peter. Joanna, fetch us the goose then. Come along, everyone. It's time to feast. Come along, darlings. Careful. Thank you. Careful.
Oh, it's never so
such a lovely goose.
It looks wonderful, Mother.
You've outdone yourself this time.
Yes, Mother.
Come, please,
Father.
Oh, yes, Father.
Quiet down. Haven't we forgotten something? Dear Lord, we thank thee for this bounty you have placed before us. We thank you for this day of love and joy. We thank you for being able to share together this day with each other and for filling our hearts with your grace on this special day. Amen.
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 Did you say something?
No. No. Very small goose.
It's all Bob Cratchit could afford.
All right, are we ready to eat, my dears?
Yes.
But first, one more thing. A toast to Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast.
The founder of the feast, indeed. I wish you were here. I would give him a piece of my mind to feast upon.
My dear, the children, Christmas Day.
It should be Christmas Day. And yet we must toast the health of such an odious, stingy, hard and unfeeling man as Mr. Scrooge. You know it, Robert. You know it better than anyone.
My dear, Christmas Day.
I will drink to his health for your sake and for the day's, but not for his. Come along, darlings. Long life to him. May he have a very merry Christmas and a very happy new year. He will be very merry and very happy, I have no doubt.
Well, a merry Christmas to us all, my dears.
God bless us, everyone.
Tell me, will Tiny Tim live?
I see a vacant seat in a poor chimney corner, and a crutch without an owner, carefully preserved. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future,
The child will die.
No! No, spirit! Say he will be spared!
If time continues upon its chosen path, none other of my race will find him here. What then? If he be like to die, he'd better do it and decrease the surplus population.
You use my words against me.
Yes! So that in the future you may hold your tongue until you have discovered what the surplus population really is. It could be in the sight of heaven that you are more worthless and less fit to live than millions like that poor man's child. Now there's a man blessed with a good laugh. There's nothing in this world so irresistibly contagious as laughter and good humor.
He said that Christmas was a humbug. As I live, he believed it too.
Good humor indeed.
More shame for him, Fred. I don't believe it.
Surely not, Fred. He's a comical old fellow. That's the truth. Not so pleasant as he might be. However, his offenses carry their own punishment, and I have nothing against him.
I'm sure he is very rich, Fred. At least, you always tell me so.
What of that, my dear? His wealth is of no use to him. He does no good with it.
He doesn't make himself comfortable with it.
I don't squander it, if that's what you mean.
And he hasn't the satisfaction of thinking he's going to benefit us with it.
I have no patience with him.
I have none either.
Neither have I.
He is a churlish sort, and I have no patience with those types.
I have. I'm sorry for him. I couldn't be angry with him if I tried. Who suffers by his ill whims? Himself. Always. He takes it into his head to dislike us and won't come dine with us. What's the consequence?
Well, he loses a very fine dinner indeed.
The reason I speak of my uncle is that my mother, God rest her soul, spoke ever so fondly of him. She loved him.
She did. And I loved her. If only she was still alive today.
He does look like her though, eh?
It has been mentioned recently.
I was only going to say that the consequence of him taking a dislike to us and not making merry with us is, as I think, he loses some pleasant moments, which could do him no harm. I pity him, and I only wish he would take me up on my yearly offer. And I plan to give him the same chance every year.
And every year he'll say the same.
Bah humbug.
Come, my love. Don't tarry on it any longer.
Come, everyone. Let's have a game. A game of yes and no. Everyone know the rules? I will think of something and you all must find out what it is. But I can only answer by saying yes or no, so you must ask carefully now. One by one down the line and...
What's going on, so, my darling?
Of course, right you are, my darling.
Nitwit.
I have it now. Begin.
Are you a living thing?
Yes.
Do you live in London?
Yes.
Are you a horse?
No.
Do you walk the streets?
Yes.
Are you a dog?
Are you a man?
No.
Are you a churlish sort?
Are you an animal?
Yes.
Do you growl?
A wolf. A bear.
Yes.
I know.
Your
Uncle Ebenezer.
Oh, how humorous that one. Resorting to childish banter.
Scrooge.
Shh. Try to listen to these.
A bear. Folk. It was a bear.
Ah, a bear.
Well, my Uncle Ebenezer has given us plenty of merriment. It would be a shame of us not to toast to his health. To Uncle Scrooge. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to the old man. He wouldn't take it from me. May he have it nevertheless. To Uncle Scrooge.
Uncle Scrooge.
Spirit. Ah. A spirit's life so short.
My life upon this globe ends tonight at midnight.
Tonight?
The time is drawing near.
Spirit, pardon me. but I see something not belonging to you protruding from your skirts. Is it a foot or a claw?
It might be a claw, but the flesh areas upon it. Look here! Oh, man! Look here!
Spirit, are they yours?
They are man's! And they cling to me, appealing from their fathers! This boy is ignorance, this girl is want. Beware them both and all their decree. But most of all, beware this boy, for upon his brow I see that which is written doom. Unless the writing be erased, deny it then. Admit it for your factious purposes and make it worse and bide the end.
Is there no refuge, no resource?
Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?
I am in the presence of the ghost of Christmas yet to come. You are about to show me things that have not happened, but will happen in the time before us. Is that so, Spirit? Spirit of the future, I fear you more than any other spirit I have seen. But I know your purpose is to do me good, and as I hope to live to be a better man than the one I was, I will keep your company. Do not speak to me. The night is waning fast, and it is precious to me. Show me, Spirit. Jacob's death. But I do not doubt that whatever is applied has done so for some latent improvement of my own. I would treasure every word I hear. I know these men. These are men of great wealth and importance. Jacob and I always tried to make a point of standing in their good esteem.
How are you, sir?
Good day to you. Have you heard? Old Scratch got his own at last.
So I've been told. Cold, isn't it?
Seasonable for Christmas time. Well, I must be off. Good morning.
Good day to you, sir.
At least you two are free of your duties, I bet. He still lies on my table demanding me work.
Work indeed. Washing his clothes every single day till me fingers bled. Dry cleaning of his house from dawn till dusk. And all he ever did was sit by himself in one room. What's the point of that big old house if you only stay in one room?
Hey. Hey, where are you going then? What? Oh, don't go staring as if you're scared, woman. Every person has a right to take care of himself. He always did.
That's true. No man more so. Who's the wiser? I'm gonna go pick no holes in each other's coats, now are we?
And besides, if he wanted to take them after his death, that wicked old screw, he'd have left him with someone before he was struck with death. Instead of lying, gasping at his last,
unhappy men may be my own. My life tends that way now. Merciful heaven, I will treasure every word and keep it in my heart all the year.
Is it good, John, or bad?
It's bad.
Oh, so we are quite wrong then?
No, no, there's hope yet, Caroline.
Oh, if A relates, there is. Well, look at this past hope if such a thing has happened.
He's past relating.
He's dead.
To put him on. What I thought was an excuse to avoid me turns out to have been quite true. He was not only very ill, but died there. To whom will I then be transferred?
I don't know. But before that time, we shall be ready with the money. And even if we were not, it would be bad fortune indeed to find so merciless a creditor his successor. At least we shall sleep tonight with light hearts, Caroline.
Spirit, if there is a person in this town who feels emotion caused by that man's death, show it to me now, I beseech you. Show me some tenderness.
And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. Mother?
It's the color. The color hurts my eyes, but they're better now again. It makes them weak by candlelight, and I wouldn't want to show weak eyes to your father for the world when he comes home. It must be near his time.
Past it, rather, but I believe he's walked a little slower these past few evenings, Mother.
I have known him to walk with Tiny Tim upon his shoulder, very fast indeed.
And so have I, often.
And so have I. But he was very small, and so light to carry, and your father loved him so, that it was no trouble at all. No trouble. Your father must be at the door.
Everything will be done long before Sunday. Little Tim is at rest now.
Sunday? You were today then, Robert?
Yes, my dear. But it would have done you good to see how green a place it is. But you'll see it often. I promised him that I'd walk there on a Sunday. My little boy.
Robert.
I ran into Mr. Scrooge's nephew, Fred, today. I scarcely have seen him but the once. And he inquired as to why I looked a little down. On which, for he is the pleasantest spoken gentleman you've ever heard. I'm heartily sorry for what Mr. Cratchit said. Heartily sorry for your good wife. If I can be of service in any way, he said, giving me his card. Pray come to me. This is where I live. Now it wasn't for the sake of anything that he might be able to do for us. So much as for his kind way. But this was quite delightful. Really seemed as if he knew Tim and felt with us.
I'm sure he's a good soul.
You'd be sure of it if you saw and spoke to him.
Well, he did secure Peter his position.
And soon Peter will be setting up for himself.
Get along with you.
Well, there's plenty of time for that, my dear. However, and whenever we do part from one another, we shall none of us forget poor Tiny Tim in doing it.
Never.
And I know that when we recollect how patient and how mild he was, although he was a little child, we shall not quarrel easily among ourselves and forget him in doing it.
Never.
I'm happy. Very happy. I feel our parting moment is at hand. I know it. I know not how. This is a fearful place. And leaving it, I will not leave behind the lessons they have taught. Trust me. Spirit, answer me one question. Are these the shadows of the things that may be? Are they the shadows of the things that will be only? Men's courses will foreshadow certain ends to which, if preserved, it they must lead. But if the courses be departed from, the ends will change. Say it is thus with what you show me. Oh no! No, spirit, oh no, hear me! I am not the man that I was. I will not be the man that I might have been. Why show me this if I am past all hope? I will keep Christmas in my heart. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. I shall not shut out the lessons that they teach. I say it on my knees, Jacob. On my knees. The child who was born in Bethlehem shall rule in my heart all my days. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. I will not shut out the lessons they teach. I'm here! The shadows of the things that might have been may be dispelled. They will be. I know they will! Oh! Yes! Yes! I don't know what to do. I'm as light as a feather. I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. I'm as giddy as a drunken man. Yes! Yes! Merry Christmas to all! And a Happy New Year to all the world! Yes! Oh! There. There's the door where the ghost of Jacob Marley entered. And there's the corner where the ghost of Christmas present stood. It's all real. It's all true. It all happened. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh. I don't know what day of the month it is. I don't know how long I was among the spirits. I don't know anything. I'm quite like a baby. Never mind. I'd rather be a baby. Yes! Yes! Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Hello! Hello! Oh, hello! You there, boy!
Who? Me, sir?
What's today? What's today, my fine fellow?
Today? Why, Christmas Day!
It's Christmas Day! I haven't missed it! The spirit must have done it all in one night! Ha ha, they can do anything they like, you know. Of course they can, of course they can. Yes, yes! Do you know the Poulters on the next street at the corner?
I should hope I did.
Oh, remarkable and intelligent boy. Yes, do you know if the prize turkey is still hanging up there? No, not the little prize turkey, the big one.
What? The one as big as me?
Yes, intelligent lad, remarkable lad. It's a pleasure to talk to him. Yes, yes, my buck.
It's hanging there now.
Is it? Go and buy it.
You're playing a joke on me.
No, 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 I'm in earnest. Go and buy it. And tell the man to bring it here that I might give him directions of where to take it. Now come back with the man, and I'll give you a shilling. Oh, wait! Come back with the man in less than 5 minutes, and I'll give you half a crown. Oh! Oh! Off he goes like a shot. And soon, I'll have my prize turkey.
Oh.
Bob Cratchit. Shan't know who sent it.
Oh,
he'll have no idea. It's twice the size of Tiny Tim. Oh, it'll be quite impossible to carry it to Tamden Town. He'll have to get a coach. Yes. Oh, can you imagine the look on Bob's face when he sees it? Oh, Joe Miller has never played such a joke as this. Ha, ho, ho, ho. What a jokester I am. Ha! I'm a jokester now. I like it. I like it. I love this. And I swear, Jacob Marley, for all the rest of my life, I will love this. Oh, I must hurry. The boy will be back with the turkey soon. And let's see. Hello, hello, boy, boy. Ah, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to you, sir. Okay, so this has got to be a surprise. So what should we say? You'll think of something clever, I know. So, here are the directions of where to take it. Here is for the cost of the turkey. Here is for your coach fare. And for you, my fine lad, your fee. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas to you, sir. I hope you had a successful day yesterday. It was very kind of you. And to you, sir. Merry Christmas.
Mr. Scrooge?
That is my name, and I'm afraid it might not be a pleasure to you. Allow me to ask your pardon. And allow me to make a small donation of, let's say, £400 to your organization.
Bless my soul! My dear Scrooge, are you serious?
Not a farthing less. There's a great many a back payment included in it, I assure you. Will you do me this favor?
My dear sir, I don't know what to say to such munificence.
don't say anything at all. Come and see me
Oh, yes.
Come and see me, will you?
We will.
Very good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you 50 times. Merry Christmas!
Why, bless my soul, who's that?
It's I, your Uncle Scrooge. I've come to dinner. Will you let me in, Fred? Please.
Why, yes, dear uncle. Yes.
You look so much like your mother.
Ed, after dinner, how about a game of yes and no?
What is the meaning, coming here at such a time as this?
I'm sorry, sir. I know I'm behind my time.
You are.
You are!
Step this way, if you please.
I'm sorry, sir. I was making rather merry last night. It won't be repeated.
I'll tell you what, my good friend. I am not going to stand this type of behavior any longer. And therefore,
I'm going to raise your salary. Ha! Merry Christmas, Bob. A merrier Christmas than I've given you in many a year.
I shall raise your salary, and I shall endeavor to help your struggling family. And we'll discuss our affairs this afternoon over a smoking bowl of Christmas bishop. Bob.
Now, strike up the fire
and buy another coal scuttle before you dot another eye.
Yes, sir.
Bob Cratchit.
Scrooge was better than his word.
He did it all, and infinitely more.
And to Tiny Tim, who did not die. He was like a second father.
He became a better master, a better man, and a better friend than this good old city ever knew.
Or any good old city or town.
Or borough in the big old world.
He was wise enough to know that nothing ever happened on this globe for good, at which some people did not have the feel of laughter in the onset.
Some people laughed to see the alteration in him, but he let them hurt him. He did them little.
And knowing that such as these would be blind anyways, he thought it better to wrinkle up their eyes and grin, to have the malady in this attractive form.
His own heart laughed, and that was quite enough for him.
He had no further encounters with spirits.
It was always said to him
that he knew how to keep Christmas well.
Any man alive possessed the knowledge.
And as it has been said of us, and of all of us, and Tiny Tim stated,
God bless us,
everyone.
Hope you've enjoyed Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol from Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. Now's the time to get your 2018 tickets. Visit their website, borougharts.org, or phone 615-904-ARTS.